96FM, Clancy and Lisa, good morning. Spandau Ballet, whose career was almost dead and buried with album two that didn't work, and then a song called Instinction was remixed by Trevor Horn and it took off again. It's 17 to 9 now.
You know who the bane of our modern world are? Scammers.
Yep.
Internet scammers. Now, Apple's original cloud photo sync service is shutting down soon. You may have heard some rumblings about this in your data and your photos. And my photo stream is being officially discontinued on July the 26th with Apple pointing its users towards iCloud photos.
Yeah.
My photo stream was free, but it came with all sorts of restrictions. And now you may need to assess your iCloud storage and there may be some purchase of iCloud storage involved. So anyway, that's happening. But what I want to talk about is how quick are the damn scammers to spot an opportunity to trick people into parting with information they shouldn't part with. Mm. Within the space of a couple of hours yesterday, I got two slightly, just ever so slightly different looking emails, purportedly from iCloud storage support, telling me, you know, filling me with the fear of I'm going to lose everything, data, contacts, photos, telling me my iCloud was full and I here's your opportunity to increase your storage ASAP. I didn't click through to anything. I checked my settings and my storage is nowhere near full. So, of course, I ignored it. But, you know, a lot of people will have heard vague stories about these upcoming changes and then get tricked into thinking buying more storage immediately is what they have to do, because these worst kind of people, scammers, are all over it like a cheap suit.
Absolutely. They fill people with dread, the fear.
They
use the fear and that kind of thing.
Like you say, they miss an opportunity.
They're very quick to manoeuvre as well. As we know, scammers, or scummers as we'll call them this morning, they prey on vulnerable people, but they prey on people who are busy. They prey on it could be any one of us at a given time.
Yeah.
So we thought we'd talk to someone who knows and can explain the way through. It's Chez Rafferty, is CEO of Scantech Solutions. Chez, welcome, and good to hear your voice. How you doing?
Doing well, Clancy. How are you going?
Good, mate. Just wanted to know, can you, in layman's terms, give us an idea of what these scams, and this one in particular, are about, and what we should look for, particularly when we're busy?
Yeah, well, I think you and Lisa sort of nailed it pretty well there. What they certainly try and do, these scammers, is, you know, I always try to tell people, think of them like business people. They're looking for new market opportunities.
Yep.
And as Lisa said, you see those sort of changes and they jump straight on it. And, and they're usually trying to do the same things, which is, as you noted earlier, how do you create fear and uncertainty? Because psychologically, humans are really bad at thinking when we get scared. So the scammers know that. So they like to use time pressure, like do it today, or, you know, do it in the next hour or you'll lose that.
Yeah.
So the first thing to do is always take that deep breath. These big companies make billions of dollars every year servicing us as clients. They're not going to trick us into something. They're not going to ask us to pay tomorrow because they want to be billing us in a decade's time. So that's the first thing to always think when you get this. Is my giant company out there who's making billions and wants to keep me as a client really going to kick me off? So that's your first step. The second step is always, what's the most secure way that you can access that and check? And I think you mentioned it, Lisa, that's what you did. You went and checked your storage on your phone. You probably saw you're using 20% of it. So check on the device first, or alternative, if it's a web-based service, never click on a link, as you noted. You Google it and you say, you know, Apple iCloud, it'll come straight up the top. You'll be able to see when you click on that it's a verified site, if it has a little tiny padlock in the top corner where you have the domain name. So, you know, you'll have 96FM and you'll have a little padlock there that tells you that Google or whoever you're using for your browser is telling you that that's a safe and secure site, and then log in there. And no doubt, of course, when you log in there, it'll say, as you said, Lisa, you know, you've only used 20% of your storage. There's nothing to panic about.
Yeah.
And you can go back to your business.
To be fair, I'm so skeptical, I probably delete legit. But better safe than sorry.
Absolutely,
I reckon someone will get hold of me.
Yep.
Absolutely, that's exactly right. These big companies, as I said, they want to keep you as clients for a long time. If something genuinely is amiss, your credit cards, I don't know, expiring or something like that, they'll get back to you. They want to make sure they're going to keep making money out of you. And they'll reach out again and again. So, of course, another really secure way to do these things is to use your phone itself, because you can update your payment and services right through your phone itself. You know, you can go into settings and look under your account details and seeing there, there's no way a scammer can get into that security on a phone, of course. So that's another way that you can securely update your payment details on your device rather than entering them into any sort of website.
Yeah,
right.
Chez, they're so clever, aren't they? You know, even the Australia Post ones in recent times, where some households have 10 or 15 or 20 parcels
I've got
or deliveries.
15 parcels waiting for me, apparently.
Apparently. But some people do, and you're thinking, oh, I'm going to miss this. You go in and it's the fake Australia Post site. That's how they can get your payment details.
Absolutely. The one I always enjoy, because we don't have, obviously, toll roads in Western Australia.
Yes.
I'm like, well, that's odd.
That's government must good have, one.
The government must have added one on Mitchell Freeway and not told me about it.
It's invisible.
I love tolls.
Yeah, it's made of perspex.
Chez, this is invaluable information, and I love your advice. Take a breath.
Step back. Yeah.
And just, go through it. Great to chat with you, Chez.
Good on you, mate.
Lovely chat to you as well.
You may hear from us again.
I'd love to chat more.
All right. Thanks, Chez.
Chez Rafferty is the CEO of ScanTech Solutions. They are working on percentages, these
They are.
Scammers.
And as we said, because this is a thing over the last couple of weeks, this iCloud storage situation, they're straight onto it.
Yep.
God, I hate you.
Yep.
I hate you, scammers.
And people quite confused by that one as well, because it's tech. Let's be honest.
So, be warned.
Yep. Take a breath. It's 11 to 9. Perth traffic.